Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue through the devotional book that I wrote some years ago, Holding On and Letting Go, Finding Hope in the Midst of Chaos. Today's topic, day three, is hold on to what you have. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that, praying a little bit. The scripture text in the devotion comes out of Revelation. It's taken from a couple of the letters to the seven churches that we read about there. And God tells them, and as John writes this down, mentions it in the end of chapter 2, but in Revelation 3, beginning at verse 11, I want you to listen to what God has to say. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. The one who is victorious, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will they leave it. I will write on them the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on them my new name. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. As I think about that, and I think about the nature of disaster, the nature of chaos, the nature of loss, so many times when we experience loss of any kind, it can consume us to such a degree that we lose sight of what we still have. That even when, at first glance, it might appear that we lost everything, is that really true? The old song, the old hymn that would say, count your blessings and name them one by one, may sound a little bit trite when you're in the midst of disaster, when you're in the midst of loss. But sometimes that very practice is what's needed to help us hold on to what we still have. One of the things we talked about on day one of this journey through the devotional Holding On and Letting Go, and that was holding on to one another. The people that still surround you, support you, that pray for you, that help you, that encourage you. Even if our loss includes loved ones, includes people that we counted on, that we miss deeply. Look for those that still exist in your circle of friends and acquaintances. But I must include a word of caution in this particular topic of holding on to what you have is we need to move beyond a focus on stuff. Because it's the holding on the stuff that we have too tightly that often increases our despair. Because the stuff of this world is, well, it's all temporary. It all will perish. And so when God writes and has John write down these messages to the churches and encouraging them in the midst of great tribulation, in the midst of great trial, to hold on to what they have, I don't believe he's talking about a lot of stuff, but rather talking about a faith, about a relationship. He describes them as becoming pillars in this new city, about their names being written down, about a place of belonging, about a reward to those who are faithful to the end. You see, for those who are in Christ, one of the greatest things that we can hold on to, that we have, is that faith, that relationship with Jesus himself. Sometimes as we find ourselves wallowing in the midst of despair because of tragedy, because of disaster, because of all of the chaos that surrounds us, we need to stop and look up. Allow God's presence to remind us of what we still have. And perhaps that list will include some stuff. But even as we hold on to what we have, if it's the stuff of this world, continue to hold it loosely. As I've had opportunity to serve and to volunteer with the group International Disaster Emergency Service, one of the things that they will do in disaster areas is to provide a small shed. And I've heard people comment and had them actually had conversations with individuals that initially asked, well, what's the point? What good is that? They've lost everything. Their house is unlivable. Their belongings are scattered everywhere. And you want to come down and build a shed. In talking with those who have received these sheds, I find that it helps them to begin that recovery process. It gives them a place to safely and securely hold on to the things that do remain, the things of this earth. It also provides a connecting point of holding on to faith, knowing that Christians, representatives of Jesus, care about their needs, about their belongings, about their identity. And so while it may seem small, it is one of those steps as they sort through the rubble of a tornado or the remains of a hurricane has come through. The things which are salvageable, the things which they value, can be kept. And it reminds them often of not of what was lost, but of what remains. When we struggle through life, what do you still have? When you lose something, what do you still have? You see, we find hope in the midst of chaos when we hold on to those things that can't be taken away. The things that aren't things at all, but our relationships. And when that thing that isn't a thing at all that we hold on to the most is our relationship with God, we discover that He comforts us in our distress. Why? Well, we've talked about that. We'll continue to talk about that so that we can comfort others in their distress. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to put into practice that old hymn, Count Your Many Blessings. Name them one by one. And I remember growing up and attending church, and many times when we would sing that hymn, that the song leader would often introduce it and pause and ask people to name those blessings out loud. To, as a group, count them before we would sing. And the vast majority of those things that were being counted weren't things at all. I don't remember hearing people talk about their cars or their bank accounts. They talked about their children, their grandchildren, their parents, their grandparents, their friends, their co-workers. They talked about peace. They talked about contentment. They talked about love. And I know it was in a church service, and so it's easy to, well, those are church answers. But as I grew up and grew older, I realized that those people really were being honest. As I got to know those individuals, it became clear that those were the things they counted as their greatest blessings. Will you look to God, acknowledge all that He's given you, look beyond the stuff, don't exclude the stuff necessarily, but look beyond it, and renew your commitment to hold on to what you have. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've given us Your Spirit through the power of Your Son, Jesus. You've given us a way to be and to live in relationship with You as the blood of Your Son has washed us, cleansed us from all sin, all unrighteousness. Father, help us in the midst of any despair, discouragement, chaos that we live in to realize the things that we still have. When we experience loss, may we learn to count our blessings, not in a sense that diminishes the loss that we experience, but in the sense that helps us to hold on to what we still have. In those times that we grieve the loss of a loved one, the loss of property, the loss of relationship, may our grief help us to not only mourn those losses, but to look to You and to recognize the things that we have that can never be taken away. Father, help us to live and to walk by that faith that we can be those that are victorious, that are faithful to the end, those that hold on to You. Father, when it comes to the stuff of this world, even the stuff that we have, may the hold that we have on it be healthy. May it be held loosely. May we continue to view that stuff that we're holding on to as tools for Your use, tools that You've entrusted to us, so that we would not waste it or squander it or use it in unhealthy and unwise ways, but that as we hold it in our hands, that it would become instruments of faith. Father, today, help us to live with greater hope in the midst of whatever chaos today brings, whatever chaos that we're currently living in. And help us to know the value of holding on to what we have especially when what we have is you. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.